finding that nice, comfortable posture. Keeping the back nice and straight, and allowing the entire body to become completely relaxed. Using the out-breath to relax and release any tightness or tension in any part of the body. Bringing your awareness to the area of your face, softening and relaxing all the muscles in the face. And allowing the breathing to settle into its natural rhythm. Not trying to control or regulate the breath in any way. Relaxing more deeply with each out-breath. With each out-breath, letting go of any thoughts that may have arisen. And simply allow the mind to rest in the present moment. Focusing on the sensations of the breath throughout the body. and allow your eyes to be at least partially open, vacantly resting your gaze in the space in front of you. Bring your attention to your own mind and observe your own mind and whatever is arising in the space of the mind. Without following thoughts, without trying to get rid of them, simply observing them as they arise and pass, without grasping to them, without becoming distracted. And simply release all appearances and allow the mind to come to rest. Resting in awareness itself. Simply being aware of being aware. finding that good posture. Back straight, body relaxed. Breathing flowing naturally and effortlessly. Not dwelling in the past, not anticipating the future. Simply allowing the mind to rest in the present moment. Focusing on the sensations of the breath throughout the body. We all want to be happy, and we all want to be free of problems and suffering. And it often seems to us as if the source of our happiness and the source of our suffering is out there in the world. And as a result, one of the main methods we use to try to find happiness and to try to overcome suffering is that we try to manipulate the things around us. we try to attract people, places and things that seem to be the source of our happiness. And we try to push away or avoid people, places, and things that seem to be the source of our suffering. However, is this an effective strategy? Are we getting any closer to finding genuine happiness? Are we getting any closer to overcoming our suffering? No matter how hard we try to manipulate the things around us, we still seem to encounter suffering. And we're still chasing after that elusive happiness. All we are really doing with this method is we are trapping ourselves in the hope-fear cycle. Hoping for pleasant experiences and fearing or worrying about unpleasant experiences. And if we don't get the things we want, we often become very frustrated. And even if we do get the things we want, they never really fully satisfy us, and we simply end up craving for more. And then we often become dissatisfied and even depressed when things don't live up to our expectations. So what's the solution? From a Buddhist perspective, We're simply looking in the wrong place. We're looking in the wrong place for the source of happiness and the source of suffering. What would happen if we turned our attention to our own minds? What would happen if we began to cultivate more mindfulness? If we cultivated a more calm, clear and focused mind? And what would happen if we reduced our mental afflictions, such as anger and craving and jealousy, anxiety? And what would happen if we could begin to see things more clearly and accurately, without projecting or distorting the things we apprehend? And we began to cultivate loving kindness and compassion for ourselves and others. And instead of reacting to situations out of our old habits, we could begin to respond in ways more conducive to our own and others' happiness. And what would happen if we could begin to see difficult situations in our life as opportunities for growth, rather than seeing them as problems or obstacles? So let's set a positive motivation, a motivation wishing to discover practical methods to overcome our mental afflictions and suffering, and to find genuine happiness and well-being. And we can extend this motivation out to include others. Also wishing to help those around us to overcome suffering and find well-being. So in conclusion, we can dedicate all the positive potential that we've gathered through our time together here in this retreat toward that goal, toward the goal of reducing and eliminating our mental afflictions and suffering, toward the goal of finding genuine happiness and well-being, and toward the goal of helping those around us. May all beings everywhere, plagued by sufferings of body and mind, obtain an ocean of happiness and joy by virtue of my merits. May no living creature suffer, commit evil, or ever fall ill. May no one be afraid or belittled with a mind weighed down by depression. May the blind see forms and the deaf hear sounds. May those whose bodies are worn with toil be restored on finding repose. May the naked find clothing, the hungry find food. May the thirsty find water and delicious drinks. May the poor find wealth, those weak with sorrow find joy. May the forlorn find hope, constant happiness and prosperity. May there be timely rains and bountiful harvests. May all medicines be effective and wholesome prayers bear fruit. May all who are sick and ill quickly be freed from their ailments. Whatever diseases there are in the world, may they never occur again. May the frightened cease to be afraid, and those bound be free. May the powerless find power, and may people think of benefiting each other. For as long as space remains, for as long as sentient beings remain, until then, may I too remain to dispel the miseries of the world.